Today, I'm going to tell you a folk tale from China. Once upon a time, there was a farmer named Chen, and he had one horse, and this horse would help him plow his fields, and then when his crops grew, his horse would help him carry his crops to the market. And Chen and his horse had been working together for many years, and the horse was getting older. And one night, Chen decided that he would leave the gate to the paddock open. And when he came out the next morning, the horse was gone. And his neighbors came by and they said, "Chen, what are you going to do without your horse? How are you going to plow your field? It's almost planting time. This is terrible." And Chen said, "Maybe, maybe not. We'll see." Well, the very next day, Chen's horse came back. And it was leading 20 wild horses. And they all ran into the paddock, and Chen went out and closed the gate, closing them in. And his neighbors came by and said, "Chen, you're so lucky." And he said, "Maybe, maybe not. We'll see." The next day, Chen's son, he was a young man, he went out to try to tame some of those horses. And one of them kicked him in the leg and broke his leg. They had to send for the doctor who tied his leg to a splint. And his neighbor said, "Oh no, Chen, what are you going to do now without your son to help you plant the fields? This is terrible. Don't you feel terrible?" And Chen said, "Maybe, maybe not. We'll see." Well, just then, China went to war with one of its neighbors, and the emperor sent his guards out to round up all the young men to go into the army. And because Chen's son had a broken leg, they couldn't take him. He couldn't fight in the army. So they left him behind. They took all the other young men in the country. And Chen's neighbor said to him, "Oh, Chen, you're so lucky. You get to keep your son at home with you. Isn't it lucky that he has a broken leg?" And Chen said, "Maybe, maybe not. We'll see." Well, Chen's son's leg did eventually heal. He had a little bit of a limp after that. But all the other young men were gone. He was the only young man in the village. So Chen and his son and their horses that they had tamed were able to work their field and also help everyone else in the village. So we never know what's going to happen. I guess we'll see.